Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
My kid is, he gets a lot of black eyes and head injuries. He just leads with his face, my kid. And the last time it happened was, I guess, maybe a month or so ago. And I, because this job is, it hurts your soul. So we try to nap sometimes. And I was trying to sleep. I normally sleep between like 1 and 3 in the afternoon. And I try to stick to that schedule. So my phone rang. And it was the and I ignored it because it didn't come up the school name. They must have used another phone line or something. And then they called again. And I thought, okay, well, this number's persistent. Obviously, they want to talk to me. So I picked it up and I was asleep. And you know how you do dumb things when you're kind of half asleep, or you say stupid things sometimes in your sleep. And it's the receptionist at school who says, your kid has whacked his face off a desk and has a black eye or some sort of bump on his head again. Shouldn't say that, but you need to come to the school and get him. And I said in my like breathy, sleepy, sexy voice, I said, okay, just let me get dressed. And then I went to the school. And so as I'm driving to the school, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what have I said? I must have sounded like some sort of tart, some strumpet who's having afternoon delight or something instead of like twerking. I don't know. So I get there in the office and he's okay. And I say to the secretary, listen, I just meant that I get up early for work. And so I was having a nap and I just had to put clothes on that I could come to school in. And I'm explaining this to her, you know, and she's like, yeah, I know. I knew what you meant. I didn't think anything of it. And as I'm explaining to it, my kid's teacher, the EA and the principal are all walking in the room while I tell them I wasn't actually doing the sexy time. I was just taking a nap.
You made it a lot worse for yourself because nobody on the other end of the phone would have thought anything other than you want to put on something that makes you presentable enough to go to school.
I don't know. Well, I sounded
You could have been working in the garden.
You're right.
I know.
I don't know why that didn't occur to me. I just felt like a tramp.
Because
like
I think deep down,
I'm a tramp.
You feel like one, maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying. I ain't your shrink, woman. I'm just trying to help here.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Anyway, that's the last big one I remember. Yeah. Felt a little stupid. I felt a lot stupid. But that happens to me all the time. I do stupid things like this.
That's
less
the worst.
Is more.
When
less
you try to explain
more.
Yourself
yes.
And you make it
right.
I did make
less
it
is
worse.
More. There's no need to explain. Nobody has to explain themselves in this world about anything.
Fine, I'll come get my kid. I just gotta get dressed first. Just give me a minute. I'm on my way. Let me put down my martini. I'll be right there. That's what it sounded like.
Tell us the last doofus thing you did. I mean, I wonder if bringing it back up on the radio qualifies. I'm
probably
not sure. 519-741-1067. Hi, who's this?
Brenda. Well, it was a while ago, but it was at my sister's wedding, and I was in the wedding party, and I had one of those really puffy bridesmaid's dresses on.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
And as I lifted the dress to pull the train somewhat out of the way so I could sit back down, it pushed the chair back. And thinking, I sat and down I went.
You fell on your... Well, at least you had all those those bows on your bum, probably, and all those ruffles to pad your fall.
Yeah, no, it really didn't.
See, it sounds, though, Brenda, like you can laugh about it now.
Yeah, I can laugh about it now. That day, I was pretty embarrassed because just as I did this, her new father-in-law was getting up to welcome her into the family. So, of course, all the attention went from him to me.
And you know, all of those aunts that you don't really like and all of those people were like, oh, look, Brenda's drunk already.
And I was pretty young at the time. So, yeah, had that been their thought, that would have been even worse.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.